brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And Abel said unto Cain, and the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hast opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and unto Irad begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Methuselah, and Methuselah begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, and the name of one wife was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal, and he was a father of such as dwelt in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was a father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artifice in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, She hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and his name was Enos. And then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good old King James Bible tonight. We thank you for chapter 4 of Genesis, Lord. We pray that you'd show us something out of there that we need to see tonight, Lord. We pray that we'd be drawn closer to thee. We pray that the saints of God would be edified in thee, that they'd be stronger and grounded in your word as a result of the study in your word tonight, Lord. And we'll remember to give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The topic of Genesis chapter 4, is the way of Cain. The way of Cain. That's what we're going to be looking at. The way of Cain. In chapter 4 of Genesis, Cain is the chief actor of chapter 4 of Genesis. There are four aspects of his character and conduct that are revealed. The first one we want to look at tonight is in verses 1 through 5 of chapter 4 of Genesis. 1 through 5. And we're going to look at Cain, the worshiper. Cain, the worshiper. God in Genesis 3:15. Let's turn over to Genesis 3:15 with me. Genesis 3:15, he said to Eve, I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What we see here is the seed, the promised redemption, Jesus Christ. We show also in this verse, it says, between thy seed and her seed. Now, the man usually has the seed, not the woman. So this is another reference to the virgin birth when it says her seed. Then we see Adam's faith in Genesis 3:20. Let's drop down to 3:20. It says, Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. So we see in God in Genesis 3:15, the promised redemption. and Adam's faith in Genesis 3:20 because he called his wife's name Eve, which means life or life giver. We see both seen as a result, the promise of redemption in 3:15 and the faith of Adam in Genesis 3:20 are both seen in Genesis 4:1. It says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now we notice Eve said, I have gotten a man from the Lord this evening. Eve thought Cain obviously was the promised seed because she said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. The name Cain means acquired. He was looked upon as a gift of God. Cain was the first child of Adam and Eve. If we look at Abel, Abel's name means vanity or vapor, which suggests futility of a life apart from God, or Eve's disappointment. Cain was not the seed of Genesis 3:15. We also see in the first five verses of Genesis chapter 4 this evening, we see a beginning of the division of work. We see Cain. Cain is identified with the ground. With the ground. We are told that in the process of time that Cain brought, it says in verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So we see Cain is identified with the ground, and Abel is identified with the flock. The other interesting thing, God had already cursed the ground in Genesis 3:17. He said, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. So we see now Cain is identified with the ground. He's identified with the ground that was cursed. So Cain is identified with a curse already. If we turn over to Hebrews chapter 11, let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 11 with me this evening. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says, but by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, by it he being dead yet speaketh. See, we see that tells us Abel brought his offering by faith. We also should live like Abel did, because even though he's dead, it tells us yet he speaketh. We should live a life so when we die, also our lives will speak just like Abel. Even though he is dead, he still speaks. So when we pass on to be with the Lord, what we've done here on this earth should remain. Our testimony should remain, just like Abel's testimony remained. And Romans 10:17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The point that I want to make on that, the point being that God must have taught Adam and his family how to approach him. Because in Genesis 3:21, we are told, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin, and he clothed them. We see in Genesis 3:21, we have a blood sacrifice involved there. So we see Abel offering a blood sacrifice. He offered from the flock, the firstling, a blood sacrifice. So obviously, somewhere down the line, the Lord must have taught Adam and his family how to approach them. Hebrews 9:22 tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Cain brought a bloodless offering, which came from the cursed ground. His offering was sincere now. He believed that what he was doing was okay. He was sincere, just like there are many religions today, be it the Roman Catholics or the Jehovah Witnesses or the Mormons or the Moonies or whoever it may be. These people are very sincere in what they're doing. So it wasn't Cain. So it wasn't Cain. But what was wrong was there was no faith involved, no faith in God's word. It was a bloodless sacrifice without faith. Over in 2 Timothy, if you turn there with me tonight, 2 Timothy, I know we may have touched on 2 Timothy earlier in the day in the preaching message earlier. In chapter 3, verse 5, it says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Cain brought a sacrifice that had a form of godliness and religion, but denied the power. Cain did not bring it in faith. It was bloodless. 1 John, while we're in the back of the Bible here, 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. This shows us Cain's false righteousness of the flesh. Cain was of the wicked one, of the devil. The same with the Pharisees and the Sadducees when Jesus rebuked them and said, ye are of your father the devil. So we see that Cain was of the wicked one, of the devil. So what we've seen so far is Abel's sacrifice was of faith, of a blood substitute. Cain was one of his own efforts. Jude verse 11 tells us, woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain. Woe unto them, because they have gone the way of Cain. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. The way of Cain was a way of religion without blood. Religion based on good works and self-righteousness. So what we see in Cain the worshiper this evening is Cain and Abel established two religions in the world. Abel's was based on the blood of Christ and his finished work. Cain was based on good works, his own labor without sacrifice, tradition, pleasing religious programs, self-righteousness, man-pleasing, self-righteousness again. One leads to hell, remember, and one leads to heaven. Very important. Abel's leads to heaven, Cain's leads to hell. The second point we want to see tonight in Genesis chapter 4, another aspect of Cain is Cain the murderer. Cain the murderer in verses 6 through 8 of chapter 4 of Genesis. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? He did something wrong. We know when people do something wrong, their countenance, the way they look, changes. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. In James chapter 1, verse 15, it says, Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So James chapter 1 warns that sin begins in a small way and grows and leads to death. Example of this is one, Cain. He had disappointment, he became angry, he became jealous or envious of his brother, and then it led to murder. So we see that sin begins in a small way and grows and eventually leads to death. You see, hatred in the heart leads to murder in the hand. Hatred in the heart leads to murder in the hand. God warns Cain that sin is crouching, is like a crouching beast ready to devour him. As we see in Genesis 4:7, he says it lieth at the door. Cain fed the wild beast of temptation. Temptation is not a sin, but can lead to sin. Cain did not heed God's warning. God offers him a second chance. He said that you could make it right. He says, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? All Cain had to do was go over to his brother, who was the keeper of the sheep, get a sheep without blemish, sacrifice it, and bring it to God. But he didn't want to do it. Didn't want to do it. God offers him a second chance. He doesn't take it. He invites his brother over, and then he kills him. There's an application here. A lot of people get a lot of chances to get saved. They get saved, but they don't. They'd rather continue with their own self-righteousness. God gives them second and third chances to get saved. We saw in Genesis 3, man sinning against God, against his word. And then we see in Genesis chapter 4 this evening, man sinning against man. The third thing we want to see tonight about Cain is Cain the wanderer. Cain the wanderer. In verses 9 through 16 of Genesis. There's two questions. Adam, where art thou? That's in Genesis 3:9. And in Genesis 4:9, where is Abel thy brother? These are the first two questions in the Bible. These are significant questions. Why? Because sin always finds us out, even though we try like Cain to hide it, to lie about it. Abel's blood cries out for vengeance. Abel's blood cries out for vengeance. Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 12 tonight. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. What it's saying here, Abel's blood cries out for vengeance. Christ's blood cries out for peace and forgiveness. That's what his blood did for each and every one of us here tonight. It brought us to God in peace and forgiveness. God forgives us because of Jesus' blood that he shed for us. God had cursed Satan and the ground. Now he curses Cain, and he would be a vagabond and a wanderer. Cain did not repent of his sin. He showed remorse. He showed remorse, but he didn't repent of his sin. Cain, like his parents, blames God. See in verse 14? In verse 14 it says, behold, thou, that's Cain talking to God, behold, thou hast driven me out this day. He's saying, God, it's your fault. You've driven me out. I didn't do anything wrong. Satan tricked Eve, just like Satan tricked Eve to doubt the goodness of God. Cain was rejected by heaven. He was refused by earth. Condemned to restlessness, the only cure is by faith. Cain only had fear and hopelessness. Fear and hopelessness. He said, in 14 again, he said, behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Cain only had fear and hopelessness. Fear and hopelessness. In grace, God promises to protect Cain by the mark. You know why God released Cain? Because he had that mark on him, and anybody that saw that mark knew they were not to touch, put a hand on Cain, it says in 15, and the Lord said unto him, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Cain was a walking sermon of God's grace. He could have allowed whoever wanted to kill him, but he didn't. You know, Cain is a picture of man today who is restless, hopeless, and defeated. Hopeless, restless, and defeated. You can just go down to the streets of Lowell or any town and you see the economy and how it's dragging down on people. I mean, you drive through the cities of Lowell, I don't see any smiling faces. People looking down, they're depressed. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's the way Cain was. He was fear and hopelessness, all because he didn't want to do what God would have him to do. All he had to do was say, yeah, I did wrong. I did wrong, Lord, and go over and I know Abel would have given him a sheep, a lamb, to be slain for that blood sacrifice. But no, some of us don't want to hear what the Lord is telling us in our lives, you know, to get saved. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin. He does that in each and every one of our lives. That's how we came to know the Lord. But Cain pictures the man today. Restless, hopeless, and defeated. Because you don't know what your end's going to be. You ask someone that doesn't have Jesus Christ, if something was to happen to you, if you were to die, where would you go? Well, I hope I go to heaven, but I really don't know. I don't really understand. As Christians, we can say, yes, I know I'm going to heaven based on my faith that I've placed on Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, and nothing else to get me into heaven. That paid for my sin. But people are hopeless. They're restless. They're unsettled because they don't, again, they don't know from day to day what's going to happen to them. What's going to happen to them. But we know as Christians, because the Bible tells us so, for these things have I written unto you that believe on the same, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So when First John 5:13, we know that we're going to heaven because we believe on the name of the Son of God. Cain did not spend the rest of his life wandering. He settled down and built a city. See, this is all contrary to what God wanted man to do. Because over in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over it. The Lord said, basically, spread out. Don't congregate in the cities. Spread out, he's saying. Because see what happens a lot of times, I don't want to get down on cities and everything, but what happens a lot of times, you get groups of people together, and they get into a city, and they feel like, we don't need God. I've got the city sanitation department to take care of me, or I've got such and such services to take care of me. I've got the children's services and the social services and the Medicare and the MedX and the Blue Cross and the Blue Shield and all of that. So we build all these big things and we really don't need God. People get that impression because we have all these things. So we see that Cain doesn't continue to wander. He settles down. He builds a city. He goes to the city, we're told in chapter 4, he goes to the land of Nod in verse 16. Now, it's interesting. Nod means to stray or wander. Nod means to stray or wander. Cain is wandering away from God, the land of Nod. Cain's choice showed he had no need for a religion of blood. Cain married one of his sisters. At this time, there was no laws against incest. So people say, well, where did Cain get his wife? His sister. Because there's no laws of incest at the time. It was 130 years had passed from the time that Cain had slew Abel. We see that Cain's son's name is Enoch, not the other Enoch that we see in chapter 5. This is a different Enoch, which means initiation, suggests a new beginning, but without God. Cain's descendants are admired by the world. It was the first civilization. It had everything that civilization could have to offer. It had arts, scientists, science, agriculture. It had an outward appearance of great success, but God makes it clear because he rejected the whole thing. Now, we read in there about we had the person Tubal Cain, and we had Jubal was the father of all that such as handled the harp and organ, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And so on and so on. So we see that he settled down, he built a city. It has all the trappings of our cities today, the arts, the sciences, the agriculture. Adam and Eve, praise God, had another seed in verse 25. Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, which Cain slew. Seth is a substitute that takes Abel's place. God rejects the Canaanites, who we'll see later on, condemns them in the flood. Seth's descendants return to God in verse 26. It says, and to Seth and to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, and then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. We see that man began to call upon the name of the Lord at this time. So today's civilization is just like Cain's. It has arts, sciences, agriculture, and cities, etc., etc. In Genesis 4:19, we see that Lamech had two wives. He obviously rejected God's plan for marriage, and again, he depended on his own efforts. We also see the first civilization is all works without God. A true Christian, remember, has no part of this world system. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. We're to be in the world, but not of the world. 1 John chapter 2:15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And we see Lamech back in Genesis chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. He's bragging. Lamech's message, he's bragging about being a murderer. We see Lamech is the seventh from Adam on Cain's side and displeased God. Enoch, now this is the Enoch in chapter 5 that will be translated, not the Enoch that we read in chapter 4. But Enoch is the seventh from Adam on Seth's side. He walked with God and pleased God. We also want to notice tonight that the Cainite line, Cain's line, copies the names of the line of Seth. We see we have an Enoch, and some of the other names are pretty close to other the names of the godly line. But it's just like the Antichrist. Cain is a picture of the Antichrist to tries to duplicate Christ. Lamech also says he could get away with murder because why not? I did it in self-defense. Cain didn't do it in self-defense, and he was to be avenged sevenfold, 70 times sevenfold. Lamech says he should be avenged 70 times sevenfold. Notice how the Lord told, this is the same number of times that the Lord told Simon Peter that he ought to forgive his enemy, over in Matthew 18, 21 through 22, 70 times 7. So we see tonight, in the book of Genesis, the four aspects of Cain this evening. We see Cain the worshiper, and how he came to God and he brought a sacrifice, but it was of the cursed ground, it was without faith, it was without blood. And we see Abel, his brother, brought a sacrifice that was based on the blood of Christ and his finished work. It was brought by faith. So we see from Cain and Abel, we had the two world religion systems today. One based on the blood, based on the blood of Christ and his finished work, and the other one of Cain, based on good works, on the person's own self-righteousness, pleasing religious programs, so forth and so on. We see how murder starts out in a small way and grows into a big thing. We saw how Cain became disappointed because God didn't accept his sacrifice. He became angry, envious, jealous of his brother, and then he killed him. And we said, remember that, you see, hatred in the heart leads to murder in the hand. Then we saw that Cain was a wanderer. He was a wanderer for a while. He blamed God for casting him out, for causing him to wander. We saw, he said, "Behold, thou hast driven me. He blamed God, just like Adam blamed God for the woman that he gave him. And then finally, we saw Cain the builder, who didn't wander, but congregated, built a city in the land of Nod, counter what God said to replenish the earth, to multiply, to spread out. And we see it has everything that our civilization has today, art, science, and agriculture. By the world's standards, it's a success. By God's standard, he rejects it all. So I pray that this teaching in the book of chapter 4 of Genesis was a blessing to you tonight. As far as I know, everybody in here is saved tonight, but I'd still like to, I know we want to be praying about a lot of different things. I'd like to have you stand at this time.